There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Right now, here's a story that we've been looking at today. It's the eCall system, mandatory in vehicles as of 2021. Let's talk to engineer Khalaf Khalaf. He is the director of standards, the department at ESMA, the Standardisation and Metrology Association. Khalaf, good to have you on.
Thanks a lot. It's good to have you to be with you as well today.
Very nice to talk to you. We are reading about this today. It's an eCall system. This is going to be standard to cars here in the UAE from or just before 2021, but by 2021. So just if you would, what is it? How does it work? Hala, first of all.
Yeah, absolutely. As you clearly mentioned, this is going to be installed in all the car coming to UAE by 2021. This system basically, it's eCall or emergency call basically. It will be a feature in the car that whenever a car gets hit by another car or in collision with the other car, basically, the system will automatically notify through a messaging system utilizing the GSM phone. And the message will go to the nearest by emergency room, basically, where the help for the ambulance or civil defense or even the police will be initiated, utilizing the GPS, where all the information and the location of the car will be known through the GPS and the coordinates of the car, wherever the location, and it will be connected to the nearest emergency call center, basically, and accordingly, the help will be coming very soon, very quickly as possible to rescue the drivers and the car itself. Okay. And with this system, we're hoping that the response time will be reduced up to 40% compared to normal situations.
Okay, which would be a great thing. So this is in the instance that you have a collision with another car, as yes. I understand it, on the open road. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay, and how does it work? Does it work that you download an app to your phone and it works in connection with your phone if your phone is Bluetooth in your car? Or just outline that if you would.
Yeah, this is basically a system will be built in within the car itself. Huh? And it will be activated like any other features in the car, like the airbag, for example. Airbag is get activated whenever you have a very strong hit or impact or collusion with anybody, any solid body, basically. But that will be on this mechanical, and this also has the mechanical features. It will be activated once the car hits or roll over from the main road or hits by another car. So basically, through that strong hit or impact, there will be some initiation to the system, and a call will be activated through the phone call. All the cars basically will be identified once you have your car, like you're activating your Bluetooth within your car. So you do some initial setup once, then you will be very much defined and known to all the emergency center room. Whenever any accident happen, the call will be gone to the nearest control room or operation room, and through SMS, and it will be indicating that there is a car in specific code within that specific GPS. So a rescue will be sent immediately, basically.
So the great thing about this is, of course, instead of someone having to be in a fit state, maybe if they've lost consciousness, they don't have to ring the police. This will happen automatically, which is great.
Exactly.
You've said as well, response times could be reduced by 40%. Also fantastic. It means the help that we need is going to get there really quickly. But what's it going to look like? Of course, this is for vehicles 2021 models. So we'll be seeing those in showrooms from 2020. What about the rest of us who aren't driving brand new cars? Will we put these devices on our existing cars?
Well, eventually, some cars today, probably in the market, they might have this feature, especially the European cars, because this system will be the first of its own on the level of the Middle East and the North Africa. But currently, it's been tried and utilized in some of the European countries, European Union countries. They have already have this system in place, basically. So it might be already there as a function, but as we speak, it's probably disabled. So it's going to be need some enabling to have this function activated and to do some kind of initial setup or identification for the system to be well set and defined. For the other cars, as you clearly mentioned, eventually the old models will be phased out over the period of time. But like any other system today, you see some normal car doesn't have that camera, so people can easily install the camera, or they don't have this rear sensor on the back side also not there. So the people, I think this is a feature can be installed in other car. But in terms of safety and regulation, we trying to put this mandatory requirement from the manufacturer coming to the country rather than leaving it as optional for the people and consumer, whether they decide to have it or not to have it. That's the whole idea, basically.
Okay, so this is part of GCC specification. It's a first, actually. It's only the second time globally that we're seeing this. One more question for you, Khalaf, if you don't mind. If I'm parking my car at home and I misjudge parking in the little garage area, the carport, and I scratch the door, for example, will that send an alarm to the emergency services?
No. That small scratch here and there, it won't make that effect, basically. It has to be a strong hit and a strong collusion, basically, as if it's a real accident happening to the car. In that case, that function will be activated, basically, and the call will go to the nearest. But a normal hit by scratch, by another car, in a normal speed, it won't make any activation to the system.
Okay, well, eCall has been developed by ESMA in cooperation with the TRA. Hopefully, we're going to see response time to road accidents reduced by about 40% from 2021 model cars here in the UAE. Engineer Khalaf Khalaf is Director of Standards at ESMA. Really good to talk to you. Really appreciate you talking to Dubai Eye today. Khalaf, thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure having you. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.